Hare Krishna. I'm very happy to see you again. I spent the last week and 2 days or something like this at the Adriatic coast and forgot to shave. I was there to write for a book, for 2 books actually. One book is called, you know, it's The Way of the Great Departure. I was preparing that book for the English translation. They want to have this book in America and in other English-speaking countries, so it will be published in English. And I wrote a few new things, new chapters in the book, and also edited and corrected other chapters. It was really a very great experience for me of Krishna's mercy, because as I told the devotees, I was not sure if I could again enter into the past, a past which lies back now 10 years, where I made this journey into the Himalayan mountains and learned so many things from my Shiksha Guru, the Himalayan mountains. So I was not knowing whether or not it would be possible for me to again go back into this time where I learned so much about detachment. I really prayed to Lord Krishna. Then all of a sudden I could see how Lord Krishna was directing my inspirations and my mind and helped me to move the pen over the paper. And I believe now we will soon have a very, very nice English book. And also I was preparing my notes for a second book, which is called The Journey of Love. It's a very, let me say, a very spiritual book, which describes about what happens when love is at a crossroad and has to decide, do I go into the material direction or do I go into the spiritual direction? That's a very, very interesting part of the journey, the decision, in which way will I direct my love? Because to love, that's important. There's no life without love. But it depends on our choice in which way we will make our journey of love. So it's a very deep and very spiritual book. And let us see. I'm not the writer. I'm only the pen. And let me see what the writer will make out of this book. This is it's as interesting for me as for those who will buy the book in the future. Okay, so now.
Translation. He who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Partha, is sure to reach me. Purport. In this verse, Lord Krishna stresses the importance of remembering him. One's memory of Krishna is revived by chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna. Wonderful. By this practice of chanting and hearing the sound vibration of the Supreme Lord, one's ear, tongue and mind are engaged. Did you hear this? When you chant, your ear, tongue and mind are engaged. This mystic meditation, Mystic meditation is very easy to practice, and it helps one attain the Supreme Lord. Purushang means enjoyer. Although living entities belong to the marginal energy of the Supreme Lord, they are in material contamination. They think themselves enjoyers, but they are not the Supreme Enjoyer. Here it is clearly stated that the Supreme Enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his different manifestations and plenary expansions as Narayan, Vasudeva, etc. The devotee can constantly think of the object of worship, the Supreme Lord, in any of his features, Narayan, Krishna, Rama, etc., by chanting Hare Krishna. This practice will purify him, and at the end of his life, due to his constant chanting, he will be transferred to the kingdom of God. Yoga practice is meditation on the Supersoul within. Similarly, by chanting Hare Krishna, one fixes his mind always on the Supreme Lord. The mind is fickle, and therefore it is necessary to engage the mind by force to think of Krishna. One example often given is that of the caterpillar that thinks of becoming a butterfly and so is transformed into a butterfly in the same life. Similarly, if we constantly think of Krishna, it is certain that at the end of our lives, we shall have the same bodily constitution as Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Dunyavadi Paskachyade Sadarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Vasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Dharma Goye Dharma Goy. Yes. It is so nice to sit in the assembly of devotees and hear a sacred text which reminds us of our ultimate purpose in our spiritual lives. The devotee wants to simply go to Krishna and he wants to establish a very nice relationship with him and he wants to please Lord Krishna. This is the desire of a devotee. And here Lord Krishna tells us how to realize this desire, how to make this desire come true. He says, he who meditates on me at the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Partha, is sure to reach me. Very simple principle. Someone who thinks of the Lord will go to the Lord. Now, what do you think is the basis of thinking of the Lord? When do you think of the Lord? We must say our experience. When we see a blue color, then we remember Krishna. You should dress in blue shirts. Blue glasses. Yes, when we are afraid, we think of Krishna. When we hear enough about Lord Krishna, then we think of Him. You? Yeah. Does it happen to you? Honestly? Tathagata says, when she chants, she thinks of Krishna. And she laughs. She's not sure if it happens to her. Yes. Vidam say, what? When we see devotees, we think of Krishna. These are all very good answers. Actually, the path of Krishna consciousness starts when you have faith in Krishna. When your faith is placed in Krishna, that, oh, by serving my Lord, then my life has its fulfillment. This is very important, this placement of faith in Krishna. The Vedic civilization tried to help people to place their faith in Krishna by organizing the society in such a way that the Bruttosozialprodukt, that's a German word, that is the brutto, it means what the society achieves in their, with all their work, is haritoshanam, the satisfaction of Lord Krishna. A society in which people would be arranged in such a way that their work would ultimately satisfy Krishna by, for instance, building temples, by satisfying the brahmanas, by, haritoshanam, reaching the satisfaction of Krishna, was done in order to create Shraddha in its members. Now, we don't live in such a society. Our society is defined as being secular from religion. This is the definition of the modern state. Religion and arrangement of state are always separated. There's a second way which is open to us to develop our faith in Krishna, and that is the association of devotees, like we are doing now. We come together in a room which is reserved to hear about Krishna and to worship Krishna. We all come, most of us have dressed in devotional clothing. Those of us who have not dressed in devotional clothing, they are beginning to think, maybe it's a good idea to come in devotional clothing. It helps me to enter the sacred space and be more there when I'm in devotional clothing. So this associating with devotees is meant to really generate Shraddha or faith in us. If we don't have faith in Krishna, we will not be able to walk on our spiritual path very, very nicely. There's a very interesting, almost a little humorous story from one of the Puranas about one sadhu. And this sadhu was a very good-hearted man. He wanted to help people to reach Vaikuntha, the kingdom of God. And for this end, he had decided to build a big ashram like this. And he went to the people in the town and requested them for donations to build an ashram and temple. But he was disappointed. The people, they did not want to give for this ashram. They didn't want to give him anything. So one day he was so frustrated that he prayed to the Lord, "Please, my Lord, help me. I want to bring people to the kingdom of God. I want to bring them to you." It made. And he saw the Supreme Lord. "I will help you," said the Lord. "I will give you a special blessing. You can tell the people that the Lord has given a special concession." How do we say concession in Croatian language? Concessio. Here's concessio. That sounds Italian. Okay, concessia. He has given a special concessia. Everyone can go immediately back to the kingdom of God if he is ready to depart right now. The sadhu said, "This will help me in my preaching. I want to send people back home, back to Godhead, and the Lord has made it so easy now that everyone can go like that." Wow. He went to the marketplace and he said, "People, the Lord has appeared to me and told me you can all go back to the kingdom right now." The people thought, "Really?" They looked at the sadhu. They thought, "That's not possible." And anyways, they were really having a few more plans to do to depart right now. Seemed to be a little impractical. So the sadhu went to a married couple. Said to the married couple, "You can go back home, back to Godhead. You just have to say, 'Yes, I want.' And you can go immediately if you are ready to go now." Mary Kappa said, "Are you crazy? We have just now married. We want a maledetse." Hare Krishna Balai. We are speaking about you, Balai. We want a maledetse. "But you can go to our old parents. They are frustrated with life. They will most probably want to go." So the sadhu went to the old parents, told them, "You can go to the kingdom of God. Depart right now. Just say da." Parents said, "We have worked so hard that our children finally would become old enough to have a grandchild. We want to experience this pleasure. And then when we are a little bit more frustrated, you know, then we can go." But the parents said, "We have heard from our neighbors that one of their older sons, the oldest son, just had a terrible accident. I think he would be a candidate to go back home, back to Godhead." of the sadhu went to this man. I don't know what had happened. He fell down from a cliff, I believe, and then an ox was so disturbed, he jumped on him and broke his remaining bones. And he was now brought to one doctor to be cured. So the sadhu went to him and said, "You can go. You are suffering so much." "Yes, I'm very much suffering. All my bones are broken. I can't move. I have to be moved on an ox cart." "You can go back to the kingdom of God right now." "Oh," said the man. "Before I had my accident, I made a business arrangement with my other neighbor. It is so promising that you should not pray that I depart from this world. Just pray that I become better so that I can see to it that the business arrangement goes through." The sadhu said, "It's not possible. People want to stay so much in this world. They don't want to go back home, back to Godhead." He again sat down under a tree and he prayed to God, "My dear Lord, I must speak with you." And again it makes, and the Lord was there. "The people don't want to go to your kingdom, even if it's free of cost. Even if they can go immediately, even if they do not need to do any sadhana, they just don't want." "Yes," said the Lord, "I know this. People are so interested to enjoy into this world. They think the enjoyment of the world is what is possible now. And to go back home, back to Godhead, that they keep for later, some indefinite plan of the future." Then the Lord said, "But you, my dear sadhu, you are actually convinced of the value to go back home, back to Godhead. You are the right candidate. You can go now." The sadhu said, "I had made plans to build your ashram. And I need to spread the word that everyone can go back to the kingdom of God. Who would preach about this if not me? I also need to stay a little bit longer. I will go when, after some time." The Lord was just laughing and laughing. It disappeared. The sadhu turned more and more materialistic. He had actually confronted what he never wanted to know, that he also did not have faith that the kingdom of God is the most important thing. He had understood that he also didn't want to go back home, back to Godhead. As he turned more and more materialistic, he preached, "You can go back to Godhead, but at a time of your choice." So, my dear devotees, I want to ask you, what if the Lord would appear now and say, "Tat gata,
do you want to go back home, back to Godhead? This is a thing no one should answer in the public. Mugdinaji, you are the son of Bhavada. You are very advanced. Do you want to go home, back to Godhead? Alya, you are the mother of Jacob. Do you want to go back home, back to God? Do you have faith that this is possible? Are you convinced, Ripuha, that this is a worthwhile project? So, you please think about this in your own time. Also, Gorgadatta, you please think about this. It is something for the mother of Malavi. Please think about this. You think, well, maybe Padmavati wants to go back home, back to it. She has spent her life now. She's 78, maybe? 78? 82, 4 years more. Dobro. So, yes. Surreal spiritual life, my dear devotees. It is starting with Shraddha, with full faith. And Prabhupada was once preaching to us about this. This is the ultimate goal. You have to come to this stage. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That you are fully and firmly convinced that Vasudeva is my life. Vasudeva is everything. Krishna is my life. This highest perfection is visible in the Vrindavan atmosphere, especially by the gopis. Everyone in Vrindavan, even the trees and the plants, even the grains of sand, you know, grains of sand? Mala, mala, mala. Everyone is attached to Krishna. That is Vrindavan. So not all of it, Prabhupada now turns to his Western audience. Not all of a sudden we can get that higher stage of life that is attachment to Vrindavan. But still, if we practice this bhakti yoga, then you slowly become successful. You slowly make advancement. Don't keep yourself in the darkness of ignorance. Tamasima jyotir gamaha. So he says, Prabhupada says, we should not stay in ignorance that we think this world is our real world, that we have faith in this and attachment in this and no faith and attachment to Krishna. And then he says, how you can develop this attachment to Krishna and this faith in Krishna. He says, some of you have spoken about this. They have said devotees help them, being afraid helps them. Tathagata said, if she chants, she remembers Krishna. Prabhupada says, if you hear regularly Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore we are stressing this so much. Always hear. Always read. Nityam Bhagavatam Sevanya. Nitya. 24 hours. Hear and chant. Hear means somebody chants. Or you chant yourself and then hear. Or some of your colleagues may chant and you hear. Or he may hear and you may chant. This process must go on. Not this nonsense talk, gossip. Simply hear and chant. If you seriously hear and chant, seriously, yes, this life I shall engage only for increasing my love of Vasudev. If you are determined, then it can be done. There's no difficulty. And as soon as you do this, increase your love for Vasudev, then there's no more chance
of contacting a material body. So Prabhupada, he actually had this in mind to bring his disciples or to his devotees to the stage where they would constantly surround themselves with a spiritual sound vibration, either the holy name or the discussion of the Bhagavatam. And then this would go through our Tupko Umski. It will drill a hole, so to say. And at that moment, we can become attached to Krishna. And we can have faith in Krishna. And then we actually want to make the spiritual journey. And we are very, very, successful in this. I'm reminded of the times when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. When people would visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu would would be surrounded by devotees who would chant and hear all the time. They would not speak about anything else. And he even said to the devotees, speak nothing else than Krishna, hear nothing else than Krishna. It was a total, I could say, brain purification activity which was going on in that time. And I remember when I joined the Hare Krishna movement, I joined in London, actually. Prabhupada had told us, we should always chant Krishna's name and Krishna would take care of us. I remember there was a difficult time because we would always chant everywhere, but we had no permission. And the London city officials were just totally amazed to see us chanting everywhere. And in a town, I don't know if it is like this in Zagreb also, but there are certain places where street musicians can chant and sing, but they can't go all over the town. The town is made for traffic and for chopping and but here the Hare Krishna devotees were just everywhere, and the London town officials would regularly come with cars where they took prisoners in, and they would surround us and bring us to these prison cars, and then there would be a discussion in the court. The judge said, I just saw you yesterday here. You're always chanting. I mean, chant sometimes, but not always. Every one of you has to pay £1, and I don't want to see you tomorrow. We wrote to Prabhupada, what should we do? They always capture us. And Prabhupada said, you please continue to chant, Krishna will take care. And we did this. We had the faith, or Prabhupada had the faith, that just by chanting, everything would become all right. Krishna would take care of us. The same thing happened in in Australia, Sydney. Who has been to Sydney? I've also not been at Sydney. And Prabhupada wrote to this, there was this devotee, temple president Charu, who said that the Australian police would always capture the devotees and bring them into prison. And Charu said, if it's all right to hire a lawyer and make a lawsuit. Oh yeah, you are a lawyer, isn't it? Wonderful. Krishna's lawyer. And Sandra Latika is becoming a lawyer. Wonderful. So, Prabhupada wrote, "Please accept my blessings, dear Charu. I have received your letter, and I have noted the contents carefully." So he knows. "Now regarding this business of Sankirtan, the solution is simply to go on with Sankirtan activities as you have been doing and let them arrest you if they like. We will not stop. Just like in London, they became arrested so many times, I remember. We came also next day to the judge and he went like, 'Haribol,' he said. And there was so much public display of arresting that gradually the police stopped arresting, and now they have Sankirtan anywhere they like without any botheration. If we take this case into court and spend so much money for big, big lawyers, and still if we do not win, then they have got legal right to stop us. So better to forget this business of lawyers and judges and simply go on with Sankirtan. That is a civil disobedience movement. Let them fill their jails with us again and again, but we shall not stop our Sankirtan movement. Also, it may help if you get some public sympathy through publicizing our constant persecution in the newspaper journals. Gradually, the city officials and constables will become embarrassed to arrest us further, and gradually we will be allowed to carry on our Sankirtan unhampered. But I do not think this business of expensive lawyers and going to court will solve anything. Better to simply become determined to hold our Sankirtan in our own manner as we like and simply depend upon Krishna and his protection at all times. Hoping this meets you in good health, your ever well-wisher, Asi Bhaktivedanta Swami." Then is a P.S. Now, in letter writing, you know what is in the P.S. is usually the most important. P.S. Postscript. "There is no difference between our chanting on the street, or in temple, or in jail." No difference. "A Krishna conscious person is not afraid of any place, but he wants to chant constantly in all circumstances." Now you could see this from the legal point of view, and you would see, well, it's a good strategy, a civil disobedience movement. If you make the step and go into the court and you lose it, then the other party has a legal right to do something against it. But Prabhupada was not, he mentioned it, but his main point was, if you please Krishna, everyone will be pleased. That was his main point. That was his faith. And therefore he said, let us just go on the street. They will arrest us a few times, but then they will like us. And my dear devotees, it worked. I was in London, and after being arrested for the, I forgot to count, 15th time, the judge was just laughing to see us. I was hoping to see you. Have you brought this wonderful cookies, this Krishna cookies with you? Then he said, if you can just, we can make a deal. You just bring once a week your Krishna cookies and then you can chant wherever you want and what you are beyond the laws, you know, you are something else, you know, it's all right. I can somehow make it work for you. And it happened in London. It happened in Hamburg. It happened in Paris, where we were always running. The police was running after us. We were jumping into the subways. Yeah, and they were jumping. It was like, and they enjoyed it, and we enjoyed it after some time, because you know, we just told them. They said, "Why don't you act normally?" We said, You know, we want to please Krishna, and Krishna is the Lord of Paris. Paris Ishvara. He's the Lord of the Eiffel Tower. He's God, you know, and it's all right. Don't chant his names. This is in all religious scriptures. It is said we should do this from morning till evening. And finally they were convinced. They said, let them do. If they're so convinced, let them do it. It adds, in Sydney they wrote, the judge wrote, let them chant. It adds color to our city. Some color is there. So this was Prabhupada's point, to have this. And I must say, when we were in those old times, we simply had this faith. I remember Prabhupada had said, no difference in jail or in the temple, I can chant, and we should please Krishna, and this government will anyways change, it's not enlightened, it's our good right, and so on, and we just did it, and it worked, because there was this faith. If you want to start your spiritual life in earnestness, faith is so important. Krishna. But it's very important that you have to apply the process of chanting Hare Krishna in an expert way. You must apply it rightly. You must become an expert in chanting. Otherwise, the chanting will not work for you. Prabhupada told us about one incident, which I noted. It's typed here somewhere. Let me see. Yes, on page 20. It was in Lucknow. His friend, one Dr. Ghosh, had told him about the power of mantras. In the Lucknow University, there were four cases of snake bite, and students had actually died from the snake bite. So finally, they got a snake charmer to play the instrument and charm the snake and then capture it. Do you know the melody of snake charming? I know it, but I will not sing it. I sing it in my private room, because otherwise you will... It's a very nice melody, but it's not you cannot chant the Hare Krishna mantra on it. Could I just chant it one time for you? Do 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 do, and you do it many times, and then the snake will go do 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 do. But you really have to get it right, and then you have to chant one mantra. So they got this snake charmer, and he charmed the snake, this cobra, and he captured it. So all the students wanted to know what is the art of snake charming. And they decided to visit the snake charmer. And they said, anyways, it's just a trick. It doesn't work properly. So the snake charmer laughed. He opened all his... And he said... yes, so they made some remarks like this. So the snake charmer opened all his boxes, and all the snakes went like... So the students, it was a whole class of students, and just went after them. They ran like anything. Help us, snake charmer, they said. And the snake charmer said, you just do 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 do. They said, no, it will not work. It will not work. You please do your do 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 do. You know how to do it expertly. And the snake Shama immediately took his instrument and he did it. I feel very confident, at least at this here, but I don't know if I'm in India. I would prefer maybe to have a snake Shama next to me. When the cobras come, then you want, you know, you need to do it expertly. He did it, and the snakes became pacified and did not attack the students. So my dear devotees, this is what I wanted to say with this example. You need to know how to chant properly. If you just chant a little bit without any expertise, just a little bit absent-minded, you will actually not be able to develop love of Godhead, and you will not develop your attachment to Krishna. You must learn the art, just like a snake Shama must learn the art how to control the powerful snakes. In the same way, you have to learn the art how to control your material mind. The mind is not so easily giving up its position of the king of your life. You have unfortunately accepted the mind to be the king of your life, and he will drive you towards material life and towards material enjoyment. The mind will be so much against surrendering to Krishna. The mind will not allow you to develop attachment to Krishna. When you want to focus your attention on Krishna, the mind will give you so many other projects. The mind will give you so many other ideas. The mind will put so many false obstacles. The mind will give so many reasons not to surrender to Krishna, like all these people who did not want to return back to Godhead. The mind is expert to keep you into the material world, and it gets very, very worried if there is if it sees that you make some advancement. It's not really the mind who is so dangerous. It's more the false ego who is sitting next to the mind and who has made the mind its zombie-like servant. That mind has become a zombie. It has lost its freedom. It has become a slave to the false ego. And the moment the false ego sees or hears someone who wants to surrender to Krishna, it will give so many reasons through the mind to you that you just do not make advancement any longer, and that you can even leave the path of determined Krishna consciousness. Therefore, you need to give this mind and the ego a constant exposition of the spiritual sound vibration so that it works. But you need to do it in a way that is proper, that is expert. You will only charm the mind, the zombie mind and the ego, if you learn to chant in the proper mood. And there are two things which a person needs to learn who wants to become an expert in the practice of mantras. The first is, in Prabhupada's own word, we should try to avoid the 10 kinds of offenses. Of course, in the beginning, the offenses will continue. But chanting, four times he says it, will purify us. By chanting repeatedly, the core or the innermost section of the heart, that's where the mind and the ego sit, will become cleansed. Do you know what is the most dangerous offense? The most dangerous offense is if we think that I'm so fortunate, I have got this Harinam, and it can vanquish all kinds of sinful reactions. So, it's a very good instrument. I go on committing all kinds of sinful activities and chant Hare Krishna. Then, all this will be neutralized. That is the most dangerous offense. Namnat balad yashya hi papa buddhi. If you know that by chanting Hare Krishna, you can become free from all action of or reactions of sinful life. And if you then go on to commit all kinds of sinful activities, and then the evening you chant Hare Krishna, then everything will be finished. That rascaldom is very dangerous. So this is one thing which you need to learn when you want to chant Hare Krishna. You must learn to avoid the offenses. But there's something which is for those who are practicing already Krishna consciousness, like all of us. Just to avoid chanting to avoid offenses is not enough. You need to actually give life to your practice. You need to chant in a spiritually enlivened way. Otherwise, it will not work for you. You can chant spiritually enlivened, then it will act. And for this you need to pray. Oh, you need to pray. Oh, energy, spiritual energy of the Lord. Oh, the Supreme Lord, Hare Rama. So what is the meaning of addressing Hey Krishna, Hey Radhe, Hey Rama? Why that? It means engage me in your service. My dear devotees, this is our prayer. It is not our prayer that, Oh Krishna, Oh Rama, give me some money, give me some woman. No, this is not the prayer. Of course, in the neophyte stage, they can pray like that, but that is not pure devotion. Pure devotion means to pray to the Lord, begging for some service. My Lord, kindly engage me in your service. Yeah. That is the perfection of life, when one is engaged in the service of the Lord in love. See, when you learn to chant like that, you are actually learning to prepare yourself for the kingdom of God. If you learn to chant in this mood, my Lord, I want to be again engaged in your service, then your whole practice gets life. Without this, when you are just trying to mechanically chant, free from offenses, there will not be sufficient. You need to pray in this mood, and then your chanting gets life. I will end with another story, which I find is very, very telling. It's about one disciple who had listened to the lecture which I have just now given. You know, his spiritual master gave a similar lecture to him. And he had chanted for a few years. And he had therefore come to his guru one day and said, Oh, my dear spiritual master, I'm chanting, but I really don't know if this does anything good for the Lord. And I also am not convinced if this does anything good for myself. I don't believe in the power of the holy name any longer. Spiritual master said, to show you the power of the holy name, how it does so good, go to this old bird there and chant to him. It was an old bird. Don't know if we have them in Croatia. In Serbia we have them. They are white. They are not storks, but they are this big. Kraniche, sagt man in Deutsch. Cranes. Stralle. Ja. So he went to this Strahle. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the Strahle looked and fell down dead. Oh, Guruji. This is not very auspicious. So he went back to the spiritual master and told him what had happened. He said, you will understand everything. Just now I have received news. There was a cow who has given birth to a tele. Tele. Tele, yes, I said. Tele. Go to the tele and chant to him. So the disciple went, and there was the cow. She was licking her new tele. It was such a family idealistic circumstance. And the disciple said, as the guru had told him, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. The moment he had ended chanting the mantra, the tele died. The cow cried, moo. What? The disciple was totally... That's also what I felt. I thought it's not good for anything. So he went to the guru and told him, and the guru smiled and said, you will understand everything. Just go to the king now. He has a newborn son. And chant to the newborn son. Tell him that you are coming on my behalf. You are my disciple, and I had requested you to see him and bless the son. So have faith, have faith. It will, you will understand everything. So this disciple went and told the guards on the palace, I'm a disciple of so-and-so, and he has requested me to see the king. So he was brought in. The king said, oh, you're a disciple of this great saint. What has the saint ordered? I'm his servant. Yeah, he just said, I should come to the newborn child and chant some mantra for auspiciousness. He's very young and very tender. It shouldn't be a very strong mantra. No, let me go. We shall see. So the king came and the queen came, and there was this beautiful young princess, had nice hair. Ooh, so sweet, so slutky. This time the disciple was very careful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When he was finished, the young boy looked at him, said, ah, and died. The king was totally finished. We tried so often to get a child. Now finally we were successful. And you have killed him. Bring him immediately, this person, the murderer of the young prince, and hang him before the town. The disciple was, Guruji, what have you done? Now, at this moment, when they were just bringing that disciple out of the room, a luminous being full of light, came out of the young prince. He looked like a divine being and said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm actually a prince of a demigod. I did some very great mistake, and I had been cursed to take 3 births. My first birth was as a white bird. Then my second birth was as a tailor. And my third birth was as a son of a king. I was meant to suffer so much in all these 3 births. But by the mercy of your guru, you have come and you have chanted this mantra, and it has liberated me from my terrible curse, which was meant to make me suffer so much. Thank you so much. I'm now going, and the son, the king will get another son. Don't worry." And he went. So the disciple was besides himself with joy. Now he understood that the power of the mantra works very subtly. It cannot be seen and understood by the mind so easily. And he went back to the guru to tell him everything, but he could not even speak one word. The guru said, "I have heard everything already. I just wanted to show you with this that the power of the mantra is very subtle, very deep, very much beyond the mind and the senses. You need, however, to learn to chant it properly." So, my dear devotees, we started with a journey of faith and the journey of attachment. We asked a question, which I hope you will think about when you go home and when you, before you go to bed. Do you want to go back home, back to Godhead? Do you have enough attachment to Krishna? Or are you still so attached to the things which only make you suffer in this world, which are really bringing you away from the kingdom of God? Now, to increase this original attachment, which is within each one of us, we are encouraged to chant the holy names of the Lord, but we need to know and learn the science how to do it. We need to learn to do it free from offenses and with a spirit of prayer, a spirit where we want to be connected with Krishna. When you chant the name of Krishna, you need to think of Krishna. After all, it's his name. When I say, even in this world, a name, if I say a name, let us say the name Olya, then immediately I think of the person. This is very natural, isn't it? We don't say a name and not think of the person. That would be contradictory. So when we chant the holy name, we are supposed to allow our mind to go away from this entangling world and to go to Krishna. I thought on Ekadasi today, this is a very good day to bring such a deep point, which can move us in the right direction. And I do hope that you will give this sufficient thought in your life, and in this way make your spiritual practice more alive, I should say, or more rewarding, with more spiritual result. Krishna, Krishna. It's a deep point, isn't it? What did you feel when you heard this, that the sadhu was, you know, that is very, 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 we feel like,
still have to learn this, and yes, my astrology course is waiting, and I've arranged everything, my Ayurvedic massage is waiting for me.
Krishna, I have so much. And you know, this will only come when you, this attachment to Krishna. I must tell you, I'm so happy in my own life that I had the blessing to meet Srila Prabhupada. You couldn't imagine not thinking of Krishna when you were in Prabhupada's presence. It was just, it came from every pore in his skin. Krishna, Krishna, full concentration of Krishna. No, we don't need any lawyer. Just chant Hare Krishna. I remembered this a little while ago. There was one court case against me, which looked very, very bad. I really looked like I had, the opposite party really wanted to harm me. They were full of hatred, and I just understood I can't solve this. I also didn't have faith in any lawyer to defend me, so I just chanted Hare Krishna, and before the court case I just sat there, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare. Then I came into the court and I said Hare Krishna. I had chanted so many rounds, I just didn't see anything else in Krishna any longer. Sit down, they said. Haribol, I said. And then after some time, the judge saw, this is a very good man. He's a very, very good man. He is not after money, he just wants to serve Krishna. Let him do this. We need such people. And, very important for our society. Just by chanting. This type of faith, you would learn when you were with Prabhupada. He would just... You know, once in Vrindavan, I heard this, there was a mother who had a little child. The child was initiated. She was 15 years, and she had some disease, so that she had to die within half a year or so. I don't know what it was, but I think something leukemia, where the blood is problematic. Leukemia, yes. And the mother was a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and the little girl also. And they were really very sad. They were very, very sad. They came to Prabhupada and they were really crying that this little girl looked so beautiful and so young and so energetic, and now she had to die, and the mother was besides herself. And they came into Prabhupada's room. I want to read to you what Prabhupada said to them. And, you know, they wanted to have some solace of Prabhupada, but Prabhupada chose to cut through the fear and the doubt which was veiling his disciples' mind, the mother's mind and the child's minds. And he decided to face the problem and confront the problem. He said, everyone is going to die. Who is going to live? Who is here who is going to live? Can you show me one person who is going to live? Can you show me? The mother was just crying. All right, Prabhupada, help. So today or tomorrow, everyone will die. Why are you so much in anxiety then? Die or not die, tomorrow or today, you should chant Hare Krishna, that's all. Why are you so depressed? Imagine the situation. The mother bringing her dying child to Prabhupada and she says, why are you so depressed? Everyone is going to die. Show me one person who is not dying. I'm going to die tomorrow. He's going to die the day after tomorrow. Everyone will have to die. Who will live here? Tell me! Who will live here? So what is your anxiety? Chant Hare Krishna. That's all. No more question then. Chant Hare Krishna. Everyone is going to... Is it really so simple? Is this how to deal with grief? What is about these thick volumes about how to counsel a person who is dying? You know, there are many steps, you know, you have to take the person through five steps, you know, in psychology before a person can accept. Prabhupada, he was so much vibrating this faith in Krishna that mother and daughter were free from fear. The daughter died with a happy solution. The girl's name was Manisha. Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna, always think of Krishna, that's all. Manisha nodded. Yes, Srila Prabhupada. This is our business, Prabhupada said. The cats and dogs cannot do this. That is the advantage of the human form of body. And can you understand? Because Prabhupada had this faith in Krishna, it was not just some empty words, some maybe even Ananda Gopal, maybe even some insensitive words someone might say like this. No. He chant Hare Krishna. There was everything in it, and it worked. When we were together with Prabhupada, yeah, thank you, Prabhupada. I'm sorry that why didn't I think of this? Chant Hare Krishna. But see, what Prabhupada gave us was not just a word, chant Hare Krishna. It was his faith. It was his own conviction. It was his own realization. And that's why you need absolutely to be amongst devotees who have this faith. Otherwise, you will only have words, empty words. Words which might even offend you if you get a little more complicated in your mind and know about psychology and so many things and so on. It's that spiritual force which we need and which we need to beg in all seriousness. And then when we have contact with this spiritual energy, then our life will be very easy. I know about Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. One Mataji disciple of his was very much crying, oh, you're dying, boo, you die, you know, crying, and like it is natural. And he said, just full of conviction with his happy smile, no, I'm not dying. Prabhupada has just called me to another place to do service. This faith. Huh? I'm just going some other place to do my service. So, Hare Krishna, we will end our little talk here. Oh, Krishna, 9:30, where did the time go? We just started. Today is a very simple lecture, no questions are No, there are no questions. It's very clear. Become expert in chanting. Resume. Thought to read you a few quotes from Prabhupada. It's very refreshing to hear this, isn't it? A fresh wind. It is not coming from the mental platform. I think you know you can understand this. This is spiritual life. This is spiritual power. Krishna. Okay. I know already the next place where I will give this lecture. It's in Switzerland. They need to hear there. Krishna. I will keep my things. Okay, so devotees have asked about the program. My own program is tomorrow. I will be here in the morning for the morning lecture, morning program, and then the morning lecture, of course, and the Sunday feast. Please invite all your friends. I will not give such a lecture on the Sunday feast. It will be very easy, stimulating. and then on Monday morning I will also be able to stay here. And then right after the lecture we will go to Novi Sad and give a preaching program there. And then we go to Sombor, the countryside. And then we go here, there and everywhere. And then I go to South Africa. Wow. If you would like to come along, please do come. We will see some lions. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaura Nitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.